following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Chicago Big Ten Media Day, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Dudamike, Will with you, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver. Don't forget, we're going to talk a little Legion baseball here. Shelton Gibbon, Cozad, two great runs in the juniors, and now you've got Class A juniors and all the senior state tournaments that get underway on Saturday. It feels more like a Friday today, so I apologize if I ever say something like that. But we will have a whole lot more coming up, more from Bo Pelini. We'll also be hearing on the Doug and Daddy show today from some Huskers, including Ciante Evans and Taylor Martinez here in just a moment. Also, so should have some time for Charles Davis of the Fox Sports Network. Doug Duda, Mike Will, back with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Central Nebraska wants to talk football, of course. And I'll tell you what, it is a pleasure right now to talk with Nebraska quarterback Taylor Martinez as he gets ready to embark on his senior season with the Huskers. Taylor, thanks so much time for the time you're giving us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are we doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Can you believe it's here?
I know. That's crazy. Time flew by.
You start, you get national exposure. Everybody wants you in the Heisman race as a freshman. And boy, we have seen you in front of the podium so many times.
Yeah.
Your emotions right now, I guess, or your thoughts right now as you enter the last year of your college career?
Yeah, just time's flown by and just trying to enjoy everything and just happy to be here at the Big Ten Media Day just to represent Nebraska. So I'm very excited about that.
Getting ready for another season of college football. Just let's dive right into it. Let's talk about the offense a little bit. Talk about the progression of the offense. You guys feel pretty confident coming into the season.
Yeah, we're the top offense in the Big Ten last year, and everybody returns again, so I'm very excited about that. With Coach Beck coming into his third year as an offensive coordinator, I think he has a good mindset, and he's great-minded, and he's very creative. So Coach Beck is in the offseason and has actually told me, like, plays what we're going to be doing and what we're going to be adding, and I'm very excited about it, and I can't wait to show the rest of the country what we've added and how good we are. But plus, also, I think the strongest point is going to be our offensive line, just because they've played in so many games and they're strong up front, and a lot of people maybe haven't praised them as high, but I truly think that it's probably going to be our strongest one.
Is the offense still you're still putting in pieces to the offense each and every year? You're still installing a complete package now?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You can keep installing plays and just little stuff like that, just watching film, getting ideas from other teams across the country. So whatever they do, maybe if it looks good, we'll add it. Just if we have a good play, other teams will add it. So just little stuff like that. And just our offense should be pretty good this year. And a lot of people, Kenny Bell, Jamal, and Quincy, and Amir in the back, but we have a lot of people that can score anytime they touch the ball. So
the familiar voice of quarterback Taylor Martinez joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot was kind of made last year about how you had a new coordinator almost every step of your high school and collegiate career. Now that has settled in.
Uh-huh.
Could you tell the difference?
Yeah, most definitely, because I finally, actually, this is going to be my third in this offense. I'm very excited about that, and just because I kind of know what Coach Beck's going to be doing and what players are going to be called. The joke ends on the sidelines. He talked to me a lot, so I have a lot of faith in him, and he helps me out tremendously. So.
You've been doing a lot of work, obviously, on your own, like all the players have. Where in your mind do you think you're a little bit better than last year, or where do you hope you're a little bit better than last year?
Yeah, just pretty much his footwork and his passing game. Just keep on learning that and just trying to get better at that. And just keep on watching film, maybe make sure I make the correct read or correct check. Just little stuff like that. You can't ever watch too much film, so the more film you watch, the better you'll do and the better plays you'll check into.
You talked about Joey Gans being on the sidelines. Just talk about what he does for you as a quarterback. Of course, he's a former Husker quarterback. Talk about what he does for you.
He does so much for me. I look up to him. He's played quarterback here, and he knows what type of thing I've gone through just because he's gone through the same thing. He helps me out so much in practice and games. He talks to me all the time. He helps me what plays to check into in games. Or Ron Kellogg helps me what plays to check into games. There's so much going on. A lot of people don't see how much Joe Gans has helped me out, and he has to do a lot of of my success, so on the field, and so I have a lot to thank for him.
Taylor Martinez with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Will this be the best wide receiver crew that you've worked with at Nebraska? Yeah. They're getting a lot of pub.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm very excited to watch them with Kenny Bell and Quincy and Jamal. Jamal and Dole, they all played as freshmen. Now Quincy's going to be senior with me, and Kenny and Jamal both be juniors. All have plenty of time experience. They've all scored touchdowns with Tamir in the backfield, so should be good. Should be a fun season.
Not having Rex Burkhead back there for this season. You got Amir Abdullah, but no Rex Burkhead.
Yeah, well, he started in probably 8 or 9 games. I don't know how many games he started last year. And he had about 12 to 1,300 yards rushing. So imagine what he could do playing in 13 to 14 games. So I'm very excited to watch him. And he's up to probably about 200 pounds right now. So it's a lot heavier than what he was last one. He's looking good. So I'm very excited about that.
I heard one of the other radio guys ask you about getting to the Rose Bowl. Pasadena also hosts the national championship game this year. So there's 2 games out there. Is there pressure at all? Since it wasn't finished a little bit the last couple of years?
Well, no, not really. But just go out there and just take one game at a time, I think, and just keep on trying to win. And I'd love to end my career at the Rose Bowl, if it's a Rose Bowl National Championship game or if it's a Rose Bowl bowl game. So that would be awesome.
We've talked a lot about the Big Ten Championship game from a season ago. What did you learn out of that bowl game?
The bowl game or the
– The Big Ten Championship
game. The Big Ten Championship game. Just that.
Should have played defense.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really want to talk about that one. So.
Are you mad you didn't win the ESPY?
I'm really happy that Jack won it, and it's awesome. He's a great little kid, and I'm just glad that they're bringing pediatric cancer awareness to everybody. And so I'm just so happy that so many people have seen his run and what Nebraska is all about, how great we are. And I really think that the fans helped out a lot on that. Just because I think the crowd got into it, started like erupting on Amir's run or whatever, like an actual game. And I think once the crowd got into it, our players ended up getting into it, which just made it an awesome experience.
Can you talk, and that's kind of what I wanted to touch on next. Can you talk about how you've grown or any player has grown? Not just everybody can see you grow on the football field, but things like going to the ESPYs or things like being with Jack or all the other things you guys do off the field. Have you grown just as much as a person off the field as you have on the field?
Yeah, most definitely. Just going through all this media stuff, just being able to talk to you guys, and you grow a lot and you learn a lot along the way, maybe things not to do and what to do and what to say and not what to say. So you grow a lot, and I'm really happy that I went down there with Jack and the Hoffman family. They're a great family. I'm really happy for them and just for our program in general.
Last question. You got a lot of home games this year, kind of maybe bottom heavy with the conference schedule. Just your thoughts on the schedule overall and some of the teams that you do and don't play. And is there something that – I mean, every athlete has something that they kind of point towards. Is there something you're pointing towards this year?
Yeah, well, we've only lost about, I think, 2 home games in the past 3 years. We went undefeated last year. The 2 games that we lost at home, we shouldn't have lost, so – I think, what is it, 8 home games this next season? So I'm very excited about that one, and I can't wait.
Taylor, busy guy. Can't wait to see you on the field one more time. Have a great year. We appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy
Sounds
Show.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Taylor Martinez here, Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Doug Duda, Mike Will. Again, after all this time, it's just nice to actually talk to the star of the team.
And Taylor Martinez.
Because he has not been available to anyone. Just short clips when they play on TV.
Yeah, we sat down with them a lot. We had a potential to sit down with them all morning long today. And again, I think the Nebraska contingent has been more accessible. Bo certainly was yesterday. They were not hiding Taylor Martinez yesterday or today. Anybody could go up and talk with Taylor. And like we said, when we came here, we didn't know how Taylor was going to react to this scene. He was not brought here last year. They bring him here in his senior campaign, and I think he passes. We give him a passing grade. I don't think he made any major fluffs or anything like that. That he's going to be
look good.
Yeah,
too.
He looked. Look oh good. Yeah, looking.
He didn't have a suit like we have. His suit wasn't no.
We got to talk to Trish and Tammy about maybe next year
I
when
think
we come
he got,
here.
I think he got it from Gary Michaels. There's no doubt about it.
Nice and shiny, looking good.
You know they take care of those Husker football players or baseball. You've seen Alex Gordon. You've seen Sue. You've seen yada, yada. Taylor Martin, that had to be.
Next year, Big Ten Media Days, do we come here in our suits so we can look at, like, some of the guys?
We would be overdressed. We'd be overdressed.
in our group.
Only if we were better looking dudes, maybe. Doug and Daddy's show, we're going to talk with Andy from Midway here in just a moment. We got some Legion baseball to give you the updates for the weekend as well. But coming up on the Doug and Daddy show, Ciante Evans coming up next right here from Chicago on the Doug and Daddy show. Doug and Daddy show live from Chicago, and we are pleased to welcome Andy from Midway back in from the Midway Auto Dealerships. Buffalo County Fair is upon us. They've got the month of July with some extra incentives out there for you. They've already been giving away the $500 Visa card, gas card, for purchases throughout the summer. And folks, just keep on driving, even with the construction starting to fade away a little bit. They're smiling in their Midway.
Absolutely. You know what? This is going to bring a lot of people into Kearney, Nebraska, and this is always absolutely fantastic, not just for Buffalo County, but especially for Kearney. We really look forward to this time of the year. And what's amazing is how much success we've been able to find over the last couple of years during this 1 week. We kind of got on board about 3 years ago, and I know there were some people from the Buffalo County Fair that approached us and said, we'd like you to go ahead and help out. And we kind of started off small, and you know, it's just grown into this, and now we're the title sponsor of the Buffalo County Fair, the 100th annual. And I think what's really great is there's a lot of sense of pride. There's a sense of community involvement. And I remember what it was like growing up in Aurora, Nebraska with, you know, having the Hamilton County Fair. Yeah. And, you know, just being some, you know, young little country boy, live 5 miles outside of town out on some gravel road. And, you know, it was always a big deal. You know, we'd go ahead and I'd work my butt off as a kid or something, you know, pulling musk thistles or, you know, setting fence posts or doing something. And I'd try and save up 50, 60, 70 bucks and try and go win that teddy bear, or try and go ahead and not throw up on the zipper or on the twister. But no, it's a big deal. And, you know, and it's really cool because I think that's, you know, when you think of Central Nebraska, you almost kind of got to think of a fair. You know, I think they kind of go hand in hand. So it's really neat, and it's really cool for me at this young age to be involved in something like this and to, you know, kind of be the title sponsor of the Buffalo County Fair, the 100th annual one at that. And we got a lot of great stuff going on. Summer clearance event right now. Folks, any of the remaining 2013 models out there with the Save Big Dollar signs all over the windshield, those vehicles have got to go. We're actually going ahead, and we got those discounted cheaper than most of the hassle-free price vehicles out there, and at the same time, you're going to get a $500 Visa debit card. Let's not forget the free Husker tickets that we're trying to give away. I think we're up to almost 3,500 friends on Facebook. Folks, you're going to have a great opportunity to go ahead and win 8 season games this year. I mean, 8 of them, and then you got 2 tickets to each game. So it's a huge deal. It's not just some thing where we're really not going to give away tickets, folks. This is 100% legit. Get involved, get signed up, folks. If you're listening to this and you get into town, and if you are at all thinking about getting a different vehicle, if you just want to see what everyone's talking about, get on down there to Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Challenge all of our great product specials to get you that great deal.
South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. You can check them out online, thinkmidway.com. See some of the great vehicles as well out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this weekend. Andy, I know you're going to stay busy. Stay off the cotton candy, brother.
Well, I'm going to try. Just don't tell my sponsor.
Right. We're back to Chicago. More Big Ten Media Days right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Improve your job skills or prepare for a whole new career through CCC's career and technical programs, or start working toward a bachelor's degree. Take courses on campus, online, or in your community. Fall classes start August 19th. Contact CCC for more information.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
My name is Megan. The day that I decided to go into Complete Nutrition, I literally circled the store 6 or 7 times to get up the courage to go in. When you're overweight, you have to be like, hi, I need help. Please don't judge me. I walked in and this smiling face was there, and he was ready to help and wanted to know about me and my goals and who I am as a person. From that point on, Complete Nutrition changed my life.
Whether you want to lose weight, gain muscle, or maintain a healthy lifestyle, Complete Nutrition has the products, supplements, and support you need. Our certified trainers and nutrition experts will partner with you every step of the way to help achieve your goals. Stop into a store today and receive a free multivitamin. No purchase necessary.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
Nutrition.
Great dining at a better price. Order Grandpa's Steakhouse certificates from Wheeler Dealer and save at least 30%. Part of over 100 individual items on sale all the time, day or night, any day, any night, at ShopWheelerDealer.com. Plus, added savings on at least one item called Our Deal of the Day, which can be sent directly to your phone when you text Wheeler Dealer to 90210. And to join our email VIP club, just email WheelerDealerShow@KKPR.com.
Events are so thrilling you'll be on the edge of your seat. July 27th at 5 p.m. It's the Anderson Wrecking Demo Derby. Watch this brand new team style demo featuring over 30 cars. The crashing starts at 5 p.m. July 28th, bring the family to the United Way Shootout. See 30 of the region's best bull riders starting at 6 p.m. Adults $12 and children $6. The 100th Buffalo County Fair, presented by Midway Auto Dealerships.
Are you ready for this? Hey, Buffalo County Fairground.
Farmers, now is the time to beat the heat with the best value purchase of a T&L pivot system. Maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution covering your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L or your local T&L dealer today. You can also check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
One of the up-and-coming stars who's had more chart top tens than toppers, or something about a truck, maybe. Kip Moore, Jake Owen, they are getting ready for their concert tonight at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Should be, again, a great concert. Talked a little bit about it at the top of the show. Doug,
you don't have a lot of country music on your iPad, or what's the deal?
No, I do.
You do?
I do. I'm a country music fan.
Are you?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
You didn't bring your boots with you today.
No. They're tougher to walk around up these stairs in downtown Chicago. See, we are in Chicago. It's Chicago. Hilton, Doug Duda, Mike Will with you. The second and final day of Big Ten Media Days for 2013, brought to you in part by our friends at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. When you're shopping for new furniture, remember Bruce Furniture has free delivery, old furniture removal, which means they'll take it right out of your home. And, of course, straightforward pricing. What you see is what you get. It's just right for you, and their in-home guarantee is if it isn't right when they put it in your home, then they'll take it back and get you something that is. We all know how that is. Huh, this looked good in the store, but it wasn't how I envisioned it in my mind in my home, and they'll take care of that for you as well. Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Charles Davis of Fox is coming up. We have talked to a ton of people. Siante Evans of the Huskers is going to join us here in just a second, but I got a list of a million people that we have talked to here. Coaches that we will still hear from in the upcoming days include more from Bill O'Brien of Penn State, Gary Anderson, Wisconsin, Jerry Kill from Minnesota. Also, Brady Hoke from Michigan. We'll be talking with him. We'll talk with Mike Perenia, the director of officials. That was just cool. I mean, he's into his job now. On Fox, and had a brief career of actually being an NFL official, but has done more with coordinating officials, helping them understand the rules, now on TV to explain during the game what's going on. That was an enjoyable chat.
And one of the, you know, you kind of talked to him right before we got on today. He talked about one blown call that he had as an actual NFL referee. Guess who he was
with? The biggest blown call. He's the one he remembers. Yeah. Kansas City and Denver, but Kansas City got the call.
That's what he said. He says, I blew it. He says, but Kansas City was the beneficiary of it. But he says, guess what? They still lost. They still lost.
All the way back in the 1997 playoff game.
I remember it well.
DVR right now. But we'll talk to those guys. We'll talk to quarterback King Coulter of Northwestern. We'll talk to James Morris, a linebacker out of Iowa. We'll talk to Max Bullo, linebacker Michigan State. Chris Borland, linebacker Wisconsin. We'll talk to Nathan Shielhouse, the outstanding quarterback from Illinois, and many, many more as we move along. Joel Klatt from Fox Sports. We'll catch up with him as well in the upcoming days as we get you closer and closer to the start of the official college football season. Big Ten Media Day continues. Doug Duda, Mike Will, and talking Husker football, which is, let's face it, all anybody really cares about until we play some opponent we talk about them that week. But
one of the captains, and we talked about this yesterday with the making a different statement from Coach Pelini this year, not going week to week, but having a year-long captain. Siante Evans with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great to have you. Are you ready for football? I mean, I know it never stops, but are you ready for the real thing one more time?
Yeah, I'm ready. You know, I think a lot of the guys are, you know, anxious, you know, ready to get this thing rolling.
When responsibility is put upon your shoulders, like coming to Big Ten Media Days, like being named a captain, you obviously have more than football skills. Were you surprised at all that you're a captain? Were you surprised you brought here? Or do you know that you have those skills besides just playing football, maturity, leadership, being vocal when you need to? Did you know that this was coming your way?
At first I didn't. You know, at the beginning of the summer I didn't really realize until I was actually named a captain. Then, you know, I've embraced the role of being a captain and, you know, all the things that come along with being a captain, you know, the things that you just talked about, you know, the leadership, you know, being vocal when you have to be, you know, just things that you have to embrace, you know, as being a captain.
That's a change for both, naming his captains before the season gets started and not naming them each and every week. Just talk about that a little bit, maybe the philosophy behind what Bo is trying to get done by doing that.
I just think he wants the team to know that, you know, just a sense of leadership, you know, when things get hard and when things get tough or when things are just going good, you know, the leaders are there and, you know, you can be able to talk to them, you know, just, you know, having a sense, you know, and it's a great deal of responsibility for us, you know, it's being captains, you know, we have to, you know, be responsible, you know, we have to take that extra step in and making sure we hold each other accountable as well as our teammates.
Husker Corner, Siante Evans with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fans always want to know everything. Take us a little bit behind the scenes for the summer. Is there bonding? Did you guys, some teams take trips together, do events together, do something fun together, maybe just work their butt off in the weight room a little bit more? What was going on here in the off season besides just playing catch, playing defense, getting faster, getting strong?
I mean, we do a lot of things, you know, especially on the weekend. You know, we'll get together, probably somebody's house, you know, play some, I don't know if y'all know, but play some 2K basketball, 2K,
well,
you know, play, you know, just play, you know, just grill, you know, just sit around, talk, you know, laugh, you know, just things that normal, you know, just student athletes do on a regular weekend. That's what we, you know, try to incorporate on our weekends too.
Sometimes people don't get that, do they? They don't understand that.
They hang out and they grill. Are you the team chef? Or?
No, I'm not the team chef. But,
who is the big cook on the Nebraska football team?
I'll probably have to say somebody like Roger Nickens, one of the defensive linemen. You know, those,
oh, of course.
Those guys, you know, they love to go out and grill, you know, have a good time. You know, that's what it's about, you know, having a good time amongst each other.
Sante Evans with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take us back on the football field now. Tell me about the defensive secondary. Tell me about the guys you're going to be working with on the field, and hopefully, A, how they're getting better, and B, how you guys see yourself and your unit this year, and how the coach sees your unit.
I think as a secondary standpoint, I think, you know, during the season we was doing up good. You know, we fell off, you know, towards the end of the season. You know, I think that's just one of the things we need to work on. You know, we've harped on it, you know, all off season is finishing strong. You know, I've been preaching to those other secondary guys, just finishing plays, you know, with great effort, great intensity, you know, just make sure you finish, because I think that's really going to tie down to it, you know, come season. You know, the season is long, so just make sure you finish, you know, just preaching that and practicing it, and during the off season will really help during the season.
What was, going back to last year, last couple of weeks of the season, the Big Ten championship, the bowl game, what was the big problem with the defense last year?
I think just not finishing, or just not playing with, you know, that extra emotion. I think guys wasn't really into it, or maybe it was looking ahead. I know probably in Big Ten championship, guys were looking ahead because we made it so far, you know, to the championship game. But guys were probably looking at, you know, Pasadena for the Rose Bowl instead of overlooking the opponent that was right in front of us. So just, you know, trying to get those guys to worry about the opponent that's right now, you know. Right now, worried about Wyoming, worried about fall camp, you know, just things that's worry about the moment that's right there in front of you.
Coach had to say it because of the media asking him, we got to win out. We want to go to the championship game. Last year, some things were made of that pressure that made – maybe it wasn't pressure, but was there pressure to win out? And once you got to the championship game, there was talk, well, they've made their goal. Yeah, I know you wanted to go to the Rose Bowl, but was there pressure during that 6 week, I mean, it was such a grind. We got to win because this is what we want.
Yeah, and I just, our defense coordinator talked about it, Coach JP. You know, he said that put a lot of emphasis on just getting there, you know. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you put so much emphasis on just that one game, it's overwhelming, you know, especially for, you know, some young guys that play in that game or, you know, some older guys. It's just, in that moment, it was just so overwhelming for us because we worked so hard to get there that when we got there, you know, we wasn't ready for it.
What has your defense done to get better for this upcoming season?
You know, we've really just, you know, had, you know, good team camaraderie, you know what I mean? Especially, like, just on the defensive side, you know, I've held meetings every Tuesday afternoon, you know, with the whole defense, you know, just trying to build chemistry, trying to teach young guys, you know, schemes, plays, you know, sit down, watch film with them, you know, show them what to expect, show them what it's going to be like, you know. But it's, in general, I have to tell them that you're going to learn majority of what's going to happen in the season during fall camp, you know, so make sure you get all the reps that you can. Even if you're a young guy, you with the threes, make sure you take the mental reps, you know. Just some guys don't really look at that. They think that just because they're not out there playing that they can just sit back and relax. You need to take mental reps because any player can go down at any time. And we need to – the weakest link on our team needs to be, you know, strong. It's like as strong as we need to go, you know what I mean? So we need to be able to just focus and refocus every time. That's what I'll teach, focus and refocus.
And it's another year under the belt of Coach Papuchis. Can you tell that? Could you tell that in spring that it wasn't the first year of a defensive coordinator? It was the next year?
Yeah, you can kind of tell it, you know, because JP does a wonderful job, you know, teaching us, you know, especially during fall camp. You know, he's out there teaching us. You know, he's held his own meetings. He takes guys under his wings, you know. He does a wonderful job of, you know, just teaching the defense and the overall concept of it.
All right, help us recruit here a little bit. Texas guy, best part about being a Husker in your career so far has been what? And it doesn't have to be a win or a loss, but what made Nebraska special when you got recruited and did it hold up?
Oh, the best part about being in Nebraska is just, you know, the fans, you know. The fans are crazy, and, you know, just the atmosphere, the game day atmosphere is, you know, something I've never seen before. You know, the fans are crazy, the tunnel walk, you know, just all that experience, it made it an easy choice for me to pick.
What about the tunnel walk? How is it?
I never get to.
Yeah, we never get. Doug and I, we don't ever have a chance to do that.
We walk down the tunnel, but the stadium's empty, yeah. You know.
How is it, the blow out of that tunnel?
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling. You have the fans on the side. You know, you got the red carpet that we walk out on, and you got the horseshoes you get to touch before the game. It's just a wonderful feeling, like really game day atmosphere to let you know that you're really about to play, man.
Let me ask you one final question. We'll let you out here. Ciante Evans, Husker Corner. The whole Jack Hoffman thing has taken on a life of its own. Could you believe that one moment could turn into what it has turned into? And just your thoughts on that moment.
It's remarkable, you know, just to see how a young man's life has changed from, you know, just from fighting off pediatric brain cancer, you know, just it's remarkable. You know, just overwhelming to think about, you know, just I pray for him so many times, you know, just everybody has. And, you know, Rex has done a wonderful job for him, you know, Taylor, all those guys, you know. And it's just something that, you know, that we stand for as a football team, you know, by letting him do what he's done. And we represent him.
Do you think Jack will ever get that play figured out if he ever has a chance to run it in? Because he did start off the wrong way. Well, you know,
this time he might. Everybody will just think he's supposed to, and then he cuts back. I love what Greg said. He gave the Barry Sanders to do. He cut it back the other way. So, Ciante, we'll let you get back to work here. We appreciate the time on the Dougie Daddy Show. Have a great season.
Thanks for having me.
Ciante Evans, outstanding. Well, he's going to have to be. Mike, he's going to have to be outstanding on the defensive side of the football for the Big Red this year.
And I think that's one of the guys that Bo's going to lean on, not only to provide the leadership back there, but to make some plays. And I liked the way Ciante talked yesterday. He was just a cool dude, and I think he was ready to play some football.
Yeah, he's ready to go out there, and he's going to have to get used to more of the interviews, I think, himself as well. You know?
Yeah, that's probably not his last interview he's going to do this year.
Well, we hope not. We hope they're on the positive end. We've got a chance to hear and talk to all the Huskers that were here, including many others. We're going to talk with Charles Davis from Fox Sports here. Heard a couple of comments from him earlier yesterday. And we'll also hear more from Bo Pelini. We heard some of his chat on a variety of subjects earlier today. We'll hear more from Bo as well. But right now it's time to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Big Ten Media Days, brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings. Hey, if they can make myself and Mike look good, imagine what they can do for you. Providing you with menswear from Lake Denver. We're back after this.
Dedication, commitment. Ordinary folks doing extraordinary things. Whether it's working a field well into the night, supporting a family with that second job, or volunteering to make things better for those around us, you feel that dedication pulsing through our community. Doing what it takes to make things better. That's what makes this a great community and a great state. That's Nebraska. And we're proud to have been born and raised here. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, your financial center, member FDIC.
Can you grab me a sports drink?
Why?
I just ran across the entire parking lot. It's so hot out.
Sports drinks are for intense workouts lasting at least an hour.
But I need to rehydrate.
Water is the best way to rehydrate. No sugar, no syrups, just H2O.
Hey, that's what our bodies are made of.
And drinking water is the best way to replenish it.
I should probably stop drinking pop, too.
That's right. Rethink your drink and visit ActivateBuffaloCounty.com.
There's so much here for
the fun begin at Indian Head, Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course. Play 9 or 18 holes on Indian Head's flat, fair, but challenging, well-manicured golf greens. Book your tee time today by calling 308-381-GOLF.
So much here for everyone at Indian Head Golf Club.
At Platte Valley Auto in Lexington, we think, heck, we know we have the best customers in the world, and they deserve to be treated that way. At Platte Valley Auto, our team is all about you and the right car or truck at the right price. If we don't have it in stock, we'll get it in 72 hours, just like we've been doing the past 31 years. We never charge you for the paperwork, and we never leave you seeing stars instead of cars, which means simply this. We treat you with respect during the purchase and like royalty afterwards. At Platte Valley Auto in Lexington, you're in the driver's seat in more ways than one. That's why, wherever you go in central Nebraska, you'll see plenty of new Fords and Chryslers, as well as loads of other quality pre-owned vehicles sporting the Platte Valley Auto name. Get your next car, truck, service, or parts at Platte Valley Auto in beautiful downtown Lexington, Nebraska. That's Platte Valley Auto and PlatteValleyAuto.com, where the best customers in the world are treated that way.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Carson.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Huda, Mike Will from Big Ten Media Days. Final day back in studio tomorrow. A lot to talk about. American Legion Baseball. More interviews over the next couple of weeks with some of the key players here at Big Ten Media Days. Michael.
Yes, sir. And you got like lots of more interviews you're going to be bringing back. And you get to those in the next couple of weeks. And heck, before you know it, we'll be ready to go for college football season.
Yeah, it's here, and Bo Pelini, again, hearing some quotes from him throughout the day, yesterday, today, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We mentioned earlier he talked about the backup quarterback situation, how the Huskers were going to have a little bit more of a stable behind him, but how much is that stable? We talked on the roundtable earlier this week on Tuesday's Doug and Daddy Show with some of the guys about will a couple of Central Nebraska quarterbacks who made the decision to go to Nebraska and try to fulfill their dream, and Riker Fife and Tyson Brockmeyer, ever see the field as a quarterback at Nebraska? And the thought was no, because you've got Johnny Stanton that's come in, you've got Tommy Armstrong that's already there, and that's kind of the way the feeling goes. But Bo, did at least mention Riker's name today.
Well, you know, Tommy Armstrong's probably the number two right now. Him, you know, Ron Kellogg's in there. You know, obviously what he brings to the table. Maybe a combination of the two if we were to play tomorrow. You know, we have Johnny Stanton coming in. Riker Fife, who's going to be a good football player, has a really good arm. Different type of quarterback than obviously Taylor and Tommy, but guy who can throw it around and more of a pocket passer, but a good athlete. So we have our options there. I like that group. And it's going to be important for us to get those guys on the field early on.
If Nebraska was a 5-7 football team, Riker Fife would probably be a quarterback option. There's just a lot of talent they have at that position right now. There's no doubt Riker Fife is a Division I quarterback. We've heard this before from Coach Pelini, from Coach Beck, from some of the people that cover the program, from some of the players that we've talked to. We know that Riker's a great football player. He's probably not going to get the shot.
You know, crystal ball 3 years from now, you know, Riker Fife, let's say he does get to number two, number one on the depth charts. What type of a football team would Nebraska be with? Obviously, Riker is not Taylor Martinez. You know, Riker can do a lot of different things and a lot of different things than Taylor can do. What type of football team would Nebraska be with a Riker Fife at quarterback?
It sounds like they don't think he's as mobile or could run some of the plays as Coach said. He's a little bit more of a pocket passer.
What type of team would we be that would Tim Beck have to all of a sudden, hey, we're going to be in the run and shoot all the time. We're going to be throwing the ball around on every single play. I don't know if that's the type of offense that we want to go to or not.
Well, we're going to hear more from Bo Pelini before we leave you today here in Chicago. But as promised, Charles Davis of Fox, we've had him on the show numerous times, always get a chance to catch up with him throughout the year. And, of course, here at Big Ten Media Days, here's a little bit more of our conversation with Charles Davis.
We're looking forward to a great season. Let's talk a little bit of football here with Charles Davis of Fox. Before we break down Big Ten and ask you Nebraska thoughts, what team are you just so anxious to see that question mark out there? Everybody's on the Alabama Ohio State bandwagon, and obviously statistics say it won't be both of them in the end, but who's a team out there you just can't wait to see play football this year?
Well, it's funny, out in the Pac-12, I can't wait to see Stanford, because every year we've gotten used to Stanford being that prediction. Okay, they might fall off the pace a little bit, they graduated some big time players on defense, blah blah blah. I think we got to start getting our mind wrapped around the idea that Stanford's here for a while, because our history has shown Stanford has spikes and then they drop for a while, and they spike and they drop for a while. I think there's going to be a greater amount of consistency. David Shaw and his staff out there have really figured out the recruiting game for them in terms of the academics, getting kids, and the whole deal, similar to what Northwestern has to do. I mean, I think they are kindred spirits in, okay, our pool is a little bit different. I guess the best way to describe it is the pool of kids that Stanford and Northwestern can truly go after would be like a pamphlet handout, right?
Small.
Okay.
Small.
The pool that most schools can go after is the thump of the media guide hitting the table. All right. So it's a different deal. Now you've got to parse that pool even more, because if that's the type of kid that they can go after, then a Northwestern appeals to that kid, a Stanford appeals to that kid, a Duke appeals to that kid, a Virginia appeals to that kid, right? So now you've got those teams fighting it out. Then if this kid is really saying, look, I am academically inclined, but you know something? I really want to play on a team that I know every year is like a top 10 team. Well, now you're dealing with UCLA, you're dealing with Texas, you're dealing with a USC, you're dealing with a Miami. People forget Miami's a private school. So you've got a whole different deal. So to fight it out like that and go through and to get those kind of kids who often have opportunities. How about the young man, Andres Pete, who ended up going to Stanford last year? If I'm not mistaken, he had huge Nebraska ties.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So for them to beat out a Nebraska to get this kid, all right, Barry Sanders kid, you would think Oklahoma State and the big, you know, Big 12 kid grew up in Oklahoma, that'd be a big deal. He ended up going to Stanford, because he had different interests also, and still, but now he can play big-time football because Stanford is there. So it's a different deal and a different time. So I'm looking forward to watching them. But I'm telling you, I go back to Northwestern now, the kindred spirit, and I think that last year they missed a heck of a shot, didn't they, guys?
Yeah, so close.
They missed a heck of a shot. Nebraska was one of the teams that foiled that on them, because they had that opportunity into the fourth quarter, let it get away. at at Penn State, led in the fourth quarter, right? I watched that game on TV, led in the fourth quarter, let it get away. You see, those are the games that if you're Northwestern, those opportunities come around, you've got to take advantage of them. But Pat Fitzgerald has put in place now a group and a system and a program that plans to be there year in and year out. So I always get a kick out of watching them. I love to watch Kane Coulter play. Trevor Siemian, the quarterback, is from back of my home area in Orlando. I've known him since he was a kid. You know, when I say a kid, a high school kid. So I enjoy watching him play. So it's always fun to watch Northwestern every year. We go, ah, it's Northwestern. And all of a sudden, you're three-quarters way to season. You know, they're winning games. They can do a lot of damage. They are like that. Vanderbilt has jumped up in the SEC like that. So I'm kind of on an academic school's bent at this moment, and it's fun to watch them play with the big boys. What I hope is that they do it consistently for a 10, 12, 15-year period, not a couple of years and then go away.
All right, Fox has got the Big Ten championship coming up this year. Who are we going to see there?
You know, it's funny. So many teams have optimism for it. I just came from the Manning Passing Academy. And Devin Gardner, the quarterback from Michigan, last thing he says, I'll see you in Indianapolis. All right? So they're confident people. Ohio State, obviously, is the pick coming off the 12-0 season. Extra recruiting, all the momentum going into that. Schedule looks pretty good for them, you know, when it shapes up and the talent that's there. They're having some off-the-field hiccups right now, but from what I'm hearing already, those sound like they're going to go away pretty quickly. Yeah. You know, it doesn't sound like this is going to be a lingering thing. They can get that wrapped up pretty fast, and they can go play football. Nebraska has one of the most decorated quarterbacks in the game coming back, a four-year starter. Can they get past the hangover that some of the defensive numbers hit them with last year, which is ironic, isn't it? Because you talk about a team you would think they'd be built defense first.
He had to bring up our defense, didn't he?
But I can't help it because it blows me away, because what it tells me is that the college game is crushing great defensive minds. The way we play the game nowadays, up-tempo offenses, more dual threat quarterbacks, hybrid players on offense where they can, you know, you don't have to substitute to change formations. You don't have to substitute to change tempos. All of these things have put so much stress on defense. Think about some of the great defensive minds around the country and think about what's happened to them. Let's just go through a quick list. Bo Pelini, there's no question in my mind, he's one of the best defensive minds out there. 48 points or 45 points or whatever, 63 points given up, 70 points in one season. That's almost unfathomable, all right? Phil Bennett, defense coordinator at Baylor. You remember when he was coordinating defense at Kansas State? And all, they were kicking behind.
Yeah.
When's the last time we talked about Texas A&M's defense being the wrecking crew? Okay? Yeah. When was the last time? And Mark Snyder is a terrific defensive coach, all right? I can go for days on all of this and say, what is going on? These guys are having a hard time keeping up with what the offenses are bringing them. So defensive guys don't even look at things the same way. Remember the good old days, guys, when you walk into a team room and you see this things up on the board, goals for the year on defense, hold teams under 300 yards total offense, give up only 2.2 yards per rush, give up less than 100 yards per game running the ball. Those signs are all torn down. You know what the signs say now?
Just win, baby.
Pressures on the quarterback, create lost yardage plays, takeaways, win in the red zone, meaning it limit them to field goal attempts versus touchdowns.
Takeaways, definitely.
There's your game.
Definitely.
Because all you're trying to do is limit the number of possessions the other offense has. It's like a basketball game. How many more possessions do I get? It's like those extra rebounds, offensive rebound, you know, turnover. Now it's an extra possession and an empty possession for the other team. I used to do a lot of arena football, guys, and we used to count. You know, if you gave up a field goal, it was a half a stop. Gave up no points, a full stop. And the full stop was rare in arena football, right? If you got to about 3.5 or 4, meaning add up those points, half a stop, stop. If you had 3.5, 4, you fucking had a heck of a chance to win the game. I'm almost at that point now in college football. Can you get an empty possession? Can you create the takeaway and give your offense an extra possession? That's where the game has gone. You can't yell at the defensive guys the same way. I had a coach tell me last year that he practices offensive plays for his defense to devour so they have confidence going out on the field on Saturday, because every week they get shell shot. Last year, West Virginia Baylor, 70-63 game. Everybody in West Virginia is going crazy. Geno Smith's the early favorite for the Heisman. Everything's wonderful. Defensive coaches are in the fetal position somewhere.
And they're not even making it necessarily through the entire season. Early changes. We got Charles Davis with us from Fox here for another couple of minutes. What about the rule changes? A lot of people that came out yesterday, Jadeveon Clowney's hit might have been an ejection.
Yeah, why was that even
the Nebraska
stated?
The Nebraska hit, obviously,
yes,
on the touchdown in the Big Ten championship game. How is that going to affect the game early on this year?
There's going to be a process of sifting through and figuring out what works and what doesn't work, and we're going to have some key moments that you guys are going to be talking about like crazy. I'm going to be talking about like crazy.
You got Mike with you.
Yeah, we got Mike Pereira. Well, Mike's saying it's going to be difficult. You know, he's saying. He said, and one thing you have to remember, the people who made the rules, here's the best part. There wasn't a single official on the committee that made the rules. It was coaches and athletic directors, okay? So we're asking the officials to handle these things. We're giving them what we want them to do. We're talking about changing culture, okay? So the stuff that we saw when we were kids and younger, where you just splat out, ran through a guy. It didn't matter if you hit him in the neck and shoulder area, neck and head area. It didn't matter if you just crushed him. We all jumped up and, yeah, and you got a helmet sticker and hit of the week and the whole deal. They're talking about now shoulders to waist, because we're trying to take the legs out of the game so guys don't get torn up that way. Shoulders to waist. It's not that much of an area to hit. If you really sit there and analyze it now, it's not that much of a target. It's kind of like baseball before they expanded the strike zone again. Remember, it was waist to shoulders. Anything below that on the thigh looked like a good pitch. Nah, that's a ball, young man. You got to put it up in here and let him hit it.
They will get a K zone for defense.
Yeah. That's where we are now, and they're trying to get the head out of the game. They want to get your face mask out of it. They want to get the crown of the helmet out of it. Understand this. I'm all for all the rules on safety. It's just going to be a tough process for coaches and players to change culture about what they're doing, how they launch and leave to hit a guy, which they don't want you doing anymore, getting your head wrapped up, making sure the defensive guy doesn't get hurt now in trying to tackle. And they want the head out of it because that's where a defensive guy gets hurt. So it's going to be interesting to watch. We're going to have some guys ejected from games that we're all going to be questioning like crazy. But that's where we are. Those are the rules of engagement today. Look, Chris Peterson at Boise has been bringing in rugby guys and talking about he did it in the spring. I bet he does again this fall where he brings in rugby guys to teach guys how to tackle because the rugby guys don't get their heads involved. Think about it. When they tackle, they don't do it. So how do you do it? What's your technique? What's this? He's trying to avoid losing his best players.
All right. Last year, he gave us the Nebraska stumbling block, the UCLA game. What about this year? What do you see the Nebraska stumbling block could be this year?
Let me see here. Let me look at this schedule, all right? Take a good look. Well, they get UCLA at home this year,
yep.
Okay? And so the matchup, again, will be good. UCLA will be better this year than they were last year, I believe, although losing Jonathan Franklin's a big key for them, all right? Do they have other runners like that? My guess is yes, they'll have people. Brett Hundley, their quarterback, is a terrific player, okay? Here's one I would keep a strong eye on. Brand new coach. Brand new program, brand new way of doing things at Purdue.
Wow.
Daryl Hazel, okay? Because it's the type of thing that when you bring that new culture in and things start to get kick-started, and it's about the time of year where things settle in and things start to happen. This is October 12th. I'd be very wary about making that trip to Ross-Ade Stadium. I'd be very wary about going to that one because the rest of them you kind of have known quantities in what you're dealing with, you know. At Minnesota, Northwestern is going to be a tough one, obviously. At Michigan, right, Sparty you get at home. At Penn State, Iowa, that's the tradition, right? He's still playing that on Black Friday, I believe, right, which is terrific. I think that's a great time slot and a great area of national attention for that game. I love it. At Purdue would scare the heck out of me.
Wow.
Mark it down at Purdue.
I don't want to be right 2 years in a row, no, okay?
There's a lot of people listening that want
you to don't want to be right time. 2 years in a row.
Charles, always great to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me,
show,
guys.
Man.
It's great to see you guys, okay?
Enjoy your work.
Keep kicking butt. Keep having a great time. Enjoy the year. And
We'll see you in Indy.
We'll see you in Indy, okay? Right. We'll see you in Indy. And no 70 points unless you're scoring them, okay?
Exactly. All right. Charles Davis, Fox Sports Beat. Watching for him all season long, and we always appreciate his time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big Ten Media Days going on in Chicago. Oh, my goodness.
Purdue.
Oh.
He was right last year. Remember that. He was right last year with the UCLA thing.
I think UCLA had a lot more credentials, though, than Purdue.
And we're going to have to.
I think he's trying to find that road game the road game is always the one that should be scary, and that's it. There's no doubt about it. So we'll find out. Charles Davis from Fox Sports, always appreciate having him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
This is Tom Feltis, the owner of Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, and I would like to personally invite you to stop and see our newly remodeled dealership. We have created a bigger and better dealership for our customers to make your service and shopping experience the best it can be. With two comfortable waiting areas with big screen TVs and free coffee and refreshments, and a customer business center with Wi-Fi and a personal computer so you can get some work done while you wait. We have upgraded our service department with General Motors' new service workbench system to help us maintain and service your vehicle with world-class technology and speed. And as always, we have one of Central Nebraska's largest selections of new Chevrolets and Buicks for you to choose from, as well as over 200 quality-checked pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock and priced for any budget. Stop in today and see the all-new Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
And the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug to Mike Will wrapping up our coverage from Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago. We still have some questions and answers from head coach Bo Pelini of the Huskers in just a moment. But Big Ten Media Days brought to you in part by Cunningham's Journal, the Lofton Courtyard. A beautiful night to set out or afternoon to enjoy a cocktail, something to eat at the courtyard at Cunningham's in Kearney. You can come in anytime with the great kitchen, everything that you would want, a salad, a pizza, great burgers, thick, juicy burgers, juicy jack. Oh, some good stuff in there. Maybe you just want some Journal bites, some skewers of shrimp, of steak. They've got all kinds of great sides that go with it. And, of course, it all goes down with your favorite ice-cold beverage. The coldest draft beer in town is there at Cunningham's Journal, the Loft and Courtyard, with great, great entertainment outside and inside on the weekends as well. And if you want to watch your favorite sporting events, you can't look anywhere without seeing one of their great HD TVs, including their 10-foot big screen for all the huge events. It's all at Cunningham's Journal, the Loft and Courtyard on the Bricks, north side of the Bricks in downtown Kearney. Stop by and see them today, open 7 days a week. And don't forget, you can get special offers by texting to Cunningham's. If you got that cell phone handy, all you have to do is send it to the number 90210, and the text should say Hams Offer, HAMSOFFER, all one word, Hams Offer. Send it to 90210. You'll receive special lunch discounts and a buy one, get one offer just for signing up today. It's at Cunningham's Journal, the Loft and Courtyard. It's on 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
You can even do that on your BlackBerry, too, on your BlackBerry phone. I didn't know you were such a – when you were talking about the good food there at Cunningham's, I didn't know you were such a connoisseur of good food. You know your food. So when you say Cunningham's has good food, you know your food. I didn't know that until last night.
So for the folks that have known me longer than about as long as you, but for folks that have known me for a long, long time, have you seen the people I've worked with growing up in this business?
Yeah, I have.
I could run off a big line of names, not just Big Daddy and Walt Smith. I could run off more names than that have taught me well. It's just like going to school. I have been learned.
I feel like I'm going down the road as I look at myself. I feel like I'm going down that same road as some of your past people. After last night, I know I put on about 15 pounds. I mean, I had dessert for the first time. I can remember, you know, the guy brought over that cheesecake. And the place we had, they just didn't come out and say we have cheesecake for dessert. They brought out the actual thing on a little plate. Here's what your cheesecake would look like.
We just got to get you out more. Coach Bo Pelini spoke to Nebraska media yesterday, Nebraska radio. So some of the voices that you will hear in this six-minute talk with Coach Pelini are from other outlets from Lincoln, Omaha, and, of course, Mike and I here in Kearney and Hastings. But here's a little bit more up close and personal with Bo Pelini, and it starts off with wondering why Coach Pelini thought now was the time to go to the captains, which is, again, the big story, a year-long captain instead of a week-by-week captain. Here's the coach.
So, Coach, what prompted the decision to go to permanent captains?
Well, it was the right thing for our football team at this time. And glad we did. It's worked out well. We spent a lot of time talking about it and identifying who those guys were going to be. I thought it was the right time to do it.
There's been a lot of talk about targeting and the penalty for targeting could be missing a half. Are you going to do anything different in practice to kind of help guys at all? Or is there anything you can do?
All you can do is educate them. And, you know, it's going to be pretty subjective. And I'm not real fond of the rule. I mean, we all know that, you know, if somebody is intentionally going after somebody's head, it's pretty common sense that, you know, that kid deserves to be thrown out of the football game. But, you know, it's a lot of times you're going to be able to tell and a kid's not intentionally trying to target somebody's head. It just happens in the game at times. And you just hope somebody doesn't lose their game or, you know, it doesn't cost somebody a football game. And somebody, you know, the next day comes about and says, you know, we probably shouldn't have done that. Well, you know, it's too late then. That's what scares me about the whole thing is not as much the role, because everybody associated with the game understands what the role is for, but it's the application of it that's going to be difficult.
Bo, when they talk about the targeting a lot, they bring up Kenny Bell's hit. At what point would the NCAA Rules Committee just go from calling a defensive player a stupid player, not keeping his head on a swivel and not watching out for himself?
You know.
I mean,
that's the truth. I mean, we all know that that's you know, there's awareness that's part of being an athlete and being on the football field. I can say, you know, I was just saying, talking to Wisconsin guys, and you know, you look at that hit, and I could see them throwing the flag. I could see them not throwing the flag. I didn't think it was a 15-yard penalty. I understand maybe why they did because of how it looked at the time. But I can say this. I think it would be a total shame whether it was my player or another player being thrown out of a football game for a hit like that. That was a football play. And, you know, that's the thing. That's what scares me about the whole rule of how it's going
to
be applied.
Yeah, to that point, do you think that a lot of it has to do with the pressure being put on the referees, where the crowd gets, you know, excited about a big hit and they kind of look around and feel awkward and they're like, well, if I don't throw it and I should have, then I'm going to get in trouble? Is there too much pressure being put on officials because of these rules?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's not only the pressure, like, at that moment from the fans, but, you know, what they're being told throughout the off season in their training sessions and watching ESPN and the different media outlets, there's such a groundswell now for it that, you know, it's like it's what they talk about all the time. So, which it inherently puts pressure on those referees. And it's not an easy, no matter how you do it, it's not easy to call. If you watch a film, let alone when it's going 100 miles an hour and things are happening fast, it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be an easy thing.
Coach, do you feel this is the most stability you've had with your assistant coaches, and how much will that make things easier to work this year?
Oh, you hope. You know, we're doing it's the same group offensively, defensively, really like where we are offensively in the system, and guys have really good understanding, and you know, we become more and more multiple, and you know, defensively, same thing. You know, you just every year you get a little bit more comfortable. We're continuing to we try to tweak things and keep growing every year defensively, but you know, you have different dynamics and your group, your groups of players change, the different challenges are inherent with each group, and that's one of the fun things about coaching. I like the potential. I think we have obviously tremendous talent coming back offensively and some experience. And I love the potential of our guys defensively. And it's our job to work our butts off and get them all on the same page. I think we have a chance to be more athletic and more dynamic in some positions than we have been. That I think has showed up on us at times. And we're going to have some experience on the back end defensively, which helps us. You have to be solid back there because we are going to have some youth in the front seven, but it's a group that is, we're going to be deep at with a lot of options. And I like that,
Coach,
because we haven't had that.
A couple years ago when you went into the Big Ten, you did talk about the personnel being tweaked a little bit, going away from maybe the peso. Do you feel you've got a personnel now that fits Big Ten football?
I think so. I think with this group that we have a little more versatility. That's what I found in the Big Ten is, you know, you run into a lot more varying styles than you did in the Big 12. And, you know, it takes a couple of times through a league to kind of figure out what you need and what you don't need and kind of where you are and how you're going to have to recruit down the line. There's some still things that we need to keep addressing as we need to go through recruiting. But I kind of like where we are. I think we're bigger in some spots, but I also think we're more athletic. And I think it's going to provide us with some more options. I thought, you know, at the end of the day, I thought we got exposed in a couple areas at times that hurt us as the year went on. And on the surface, now you got to execute, you know. But, you know, I think that, you know, potentially some of those areas can be addressed, you know, as long as we execute.
That's Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini and some of the items that he discussed yesterday. A lot of talk here on the targeting, a lot of talk on the Nebraska side about the captains. But you can tell how in each instance where we've heard from Coach Pelini over the last 2 days, he's so much more comfortable talking about his team, his offense, obviously, his quarterback, obviously. And he should be comfortable because if they're not good in those areas, then all of a sudden something's bad with the football team.
And not only the Nebraska media, but the other people that are here for the Big Ten Conference, they've brought up that the captain deal. It's not that big of a deal. No. I think they're making more out of it than what really the story is there. He made a change. He's got named captains for the year instead of each and every week. Who cares?
And as we said earlier in the show, and the coach and some of the players said, there's now assistant captains as well. Yeah. So there's plenty of guys out there with some responsibility.
Well, one thing that I'm concerned about, and you guys talked about that during that clip, is the new rule on the targeting and everything like that. We are probably going to see some football players thrown out of some games this year. It's not a new rule, but it's just a different way of penalizing people that are hit for that 15-yard penalty. They're actually going to get thrown out of the game for this, and I think you're going to see some big time hits, and you're going to see some big time players thrown out of football games during the course of the year. So, could that have, you get into some of those big games, you know, could that have an effect on the outcome of some of those big games? Obviously, it will.
Well, it will at some point somewhere, and that's going to be getting a lot of pop. We need to wind down. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, if a Nebraska player gets thrown out for a hit like that. Bo Pelini, is he going to blow a cork or he'll blow an artery out of the side of his head, won't he?
It'll be interesting. The one thing I do like that I have seen is that there will be replay. You can use replay to look at it, and that is huge. It's not a snap decision where you throw the flag and say, I thought he was out, and then nobody looks at it. So they will be able to look at it, and that's a big decision. We are over time here in Chicago, but
we have a flight
so
to catch.
To talk about. Yeah, we've got another break here to take, and then we're going to be wrapping things up on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Chicago. Big Ten Media Days brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, Kearney Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Free delivery, old furniture removal, and just right for you, in-home guarantee. If it isn't right, they take it back and get something that is. And don't forget, if you're just getting ready to move into a college dorm or a college house, come on. We all know what it's like. You might not want brand new. Well, Bruce Furniture can help you with their bargain basement. Bruce Furniture has consignments, closeout, and clearance items. Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. We're back to Chicago after this.
We're here at USA Steak Buffet to view the grazing habits of the hungry Familiosaurus. The dominant male uses tools to devour a thick, juicy steak. The mama bear is cutting grilled chicken into small pieces for the youngest of the herd before enjoying it herself. It is true that the young male does indeed have a hollow leg, only filled at USA Steak Buffet. Oh, did you see that? That smile by the young female as she looks over all the choices at the salad bar. That is why USA Steak Buffet is the natural habitat for the hungry Familiosaurus. USA Steak Buffet in Kearney and Grand Island.
Doug and Daddy Show. We have been very busy at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago and starting to read some of the reports now here at the media or at the luncheon. It's not a media luncheon. It is for the fans. It's a high-dollar deal, and over 1,700 are in there. We were talking earlier in the show about Penn State's John Urschel giving the players' address. Looks like about a little over 7 minutes. Got a standing ovation. Talked about, as he told us, helping younger players when they come onto campus to adjust. Because as he said, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what time to go to bed. They don't know what to, they've never fed themselves, cooked for themselves, most likely. So there's a lot of players like that out there.
Well, a lot of kids probably haven't been away from mommy and daddy. So who's going to pick up your room? It's like you, Doug. Who's going to pick up your room and who's going to cook for you and things like that? That's what kids got to go through.
He was talking about making a mark in your community, guiding the next generation of players, and master your craft as a player. And all I'm seeing is good reviews here for the big man, John Urschel. He's somebody that you can definitely speak to.
He's an offensive lineman, too.
Root for.
Yeah, he's one guy that definitely is going to stand out amongst players, especially at Penn State.
And it looks like there's a chance. There's some rumors floating around out there on the Twitterverse. Will Iowa always stay as that Black Friday opponent for Nebraska?
Wow. I thought that was a given.
Well, it'll be interesting. Again, it's a weird deal because when you played Oklahoma, it was a big deal. But you only had, your seven conference opponents at the time. Then Colorado. Well, from time to time, that was competitive. Then they got really competitive. And now with Iowa, it's not competitive at all, even though the score was close last year in those bad conditions.
Who would you like to see? You know, if they're going to replace him, who would you like to see in that slot? Charles Davis had told us yesterday he thought that was a great time slot for Nebraska to continue to play on the Friday after Thanksgiving. So if it's not Iowa, who would you like to see them?
I don't think you want somebody that could bloody your face possibly a week before a championship game. Iowa's a good spot.
Yeah.
Iowa's a good spot. There's no reason to load up with Wisconsin or Michigan or Penn State on that last week. You're going to play them all anyway. I'm comfortable with Iowa. And again, at some point, Iowa is going to push Nebraska. There's going to be inevitably some times out there. Maybe Iowa doesn't want that spot anymore. Who knows? Maybe it's not Nebraska. Maybe it's Iowa that doesn't want that spot anymore.
It might just be a Twitter talk, too. It came from somewhere, folks. If they're starting to talk about it already, it came from somewhere.
Well, folks, just one more thing to get through here before we wrap it up. We've talked football most of the day. Results from American Legion Baseball yesterday. Shelton given the Class C junior runner-up. They were shut out twice in the tournament by Louisville. Those were their only two losses. They fell yesterday in the championship game by a score of 5-0. Cozad, they lost yesterday. In the second game, they had to beat Hickman, and they did 9-8 to make it to the finals. And Seward won the Class B juniors by a score of 8-4 over Cozad. So congratulations to the Cozad juniors who had lost to Roncalli in the second round, came back, beat them, and played a lot of winning baseball for Cozad. Now on Saturday, the state tournaments get underway. Kearney Runza will be playing at Sherman Field in Lincoln at 4 o'clock against Bellevue West DJ's Dugout. And also the Class A Nationals in Omaha. That's where you've got Grand Island Home Federal playing Omaha Gross at 10 in the morning on Saturday. The Class A Juniors out in North Platte. Grand Island 5 Points will play Omaha West Side at 1. Kearney Post 52 will play Millard South at 4 o'clock. The Class B Senior Tournament is out in Gehring. It will be McCook and Waverly at 1:30, and Aurora will take on the host Gehring at 7:30. And the Class C Senior State Tournament up in O'Neill. Taylor Burwell Sargent plays Pender at 11 a.m. St. Paul will play Hardington at 2. Sutton plays the host O'Neill in the evening Saturday at 8 o'clock. So best of luck to all those squads finishing up baseball. Then everybody's geared up for the fall sports season. And Mike, last comment.
Well, coming out of Big Ten Media Days, like I said at the top of the show here, we got a lot of confidence with the Nebraska football team. I think they're going to make a run. If it's going to be is it going to be good enough though? You know, we talk about going into maybe the Michigan game 8-0. Can we beat Michigan in the Big House? That's obviously going to be a big question coming up here. Can we avoid the bad game before we get to Michigan? Are we going to drop a road game to a team like Purdue? You know, is that going to trip up our season? I hope not. You know, I hope we can go into the Michigan game, go 8-0, maybe beat Michigan and make a run and get to the Big Ten championship game and play an Ohio State team maybe and have a chance to make a run at a national championship. I got a tweet just a little while ago that the ESPNU is all over the Southeastern Conference winning the national championship again this year with Alabama. You know, is there anybody else out there that can make a run and maybe – go up against Alabama and win the championship. We had Charles Davis telling us yesterday that he thought Stanford might be able to make a run. So there's so many questions, but it's going to be fun. And I think the Huskers, I think when all the dust clears, I think the Huskers are going to be in the hunt.
Folks, we've got so much more going on, but we've got to get back to our regularly scheduled programming. And, of course, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we want to thank the folks that we chatted with today, not only head coach Bo Pelini, but to Nebraska quarterback Taylor Martinez, defensive back Siante Evans, Penn State offensive guard John Urschel, who just made a great speech here at the Big Ten Luncheon, Bill O'Brien, head coach Charles Davis from Fox, folks that we'll be hearing from in the upcoming days, including head coaches Michigan, Brady Hoke, Minnesota, Jerry Kill, Penn State, Bill O'Brien, Wisconsin, and brand-new coach Gary Anderson. We'll hear from Iowa's James Morris. We'll hear from Michigan State's Max Bullock, Kane Coulter, the quarterback at Northwestern, Nate Shielhouse, the quarterback at Illinois, and Chris Borland, outstanding linebacker from Wisconsin. We'll also talk with some media folks as well, like Joel Klatt from Fox Sports, and a whole lot more. It's been a great 2 days at the Doug and Daddy Show in Chicago, brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers. Don't forget to beat the summer heat during their summer sale. Now through the end of the month, you get 25% off all the summer sportswear for guys and gals, including Forsyth, Tommy Bahama, and Cutter and Buck, and 25% off all summer suits and sports coats for the career gentleman. Sale ends July 31st, so make it to Gary Michaels Clothiers. They're open late today and every Thursday and Saturday till 4. And from Bruce Furniture of Kearney Hastings, Holdridge and Alliance, free delivery, old furniture removal, and, of course, the just right for you in-home guarantee. It's just right for you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Mike, back on the plane. We're back home tonight. Get ready to, I guess, work tomorrow.
We got to go back to work. Thanks for inviting me along.
Hey, folks, great to have you with us. Hope you enjoy our coverage, and it's not over yet. College football season officially began yesterday with Big Ten Media Days for our part of the world. For our producer engineer, Jeff Babel, and for Mike Will, I'm Doug Duda from Chicago and Big Ten Media Days. Thanks for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.